So what's going on today, Travis?
It looks like the Kids Corner kids are acting out a Bible story this week.
What makes you say that?
It might be the makeup, the costumes, the scripts on the table that say so on the cover.
All right. You convinced me. Let's listen in.
Hey, Flora, have you seen the eyeliner?
Over there on the table.
Thanks. Can you help me out with this? I'm not used to putting on stage makeup.
You haven't been in plays before?
Sure, I've been in drama shows before, but not anything that takes this much preparation. I mean, why do we have to wear all this makeup anyway?
It's so people can see our faces from the back of the room. The stage lights are really bright, and without makeup, it can be hard to see what we look like.
Hold still. Almost done.
Sorry.
Everything all right in here, girls?
Yeah, we're good, Mr. Jacobs. Just helping Ivy with her makeup.
How many people are there?
I haven't gotten the final count from Fiona, but there's a lot of them.
Like, as many that come to see the summer drama shows?
I'm not sure there are that many, but this is a good test audience to see what the bigger audience will be like in the new space.
Yeah, well, there's only 4 of us in this play. It makes sense that there would be less people watching.
It's still an important story, though, right? I've learned all my lines and everything.
It's in the Bible. It's got to be important.
Monica's right. But to be more specific, this story has a lot of importance to Christians and the Jewish people because it shows how God saved his people from not only slavery in Egypt, but the judgment of sin.
Judgment of sin?
Mr. Jacobs, you're needed up front. Mr. Jacobs, up front, please.
Sounds like I better go. Show starts in half an hour.
Half an hour? That's not a lot of time.
We'll be ready. See? Your makeup's done. Let's go check our props.
Okay. Bye. Well, if I'm gonna be alone, I might as well listen to the radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Kids Corner players now present a dramatized rendition of the Passover.
Oh, that's the last load of bricks.
You wish. The last load of bricks will never come. We will be making bricks here in Egypt until we die.
That's not what Miriam says. She says that her brother Moses is going to convince the king to let all of us Hebrews go.
Miriam has always been talking about her brother. Ever since we were kids, she's been talking about how her mom hid him in a basket, how the princess found him, and how he grew up in the palace. Now, after he disappeared for years, he's back saying that God's going to set us all free.
And you don't believe him?
Don't believe who?
Oh, hey, Miriam.
More bricks, please.
Hey, what's going on?
If you haven't noticed, we're slaves. The only thing going on is work. But you and your brother wouldn't know anything about that, would you?
What? Why don't you say it to my face, you big...
Miriam, calm down. We were just wondering how Moses' talks with Pharaoh have been going. Is there any chance that Pharaoh will change his mind and let God's people go?
Seems to me he's been changing his mind a lot. And just when we start to hope that he has finally let us go, he changes it again. And we're right back to where we started.
That's not Moses' fault. The Pharaoh's being hard-hearted.
Yeah, you'd think that after all the plagues, he would be able to see that God means business.
I know, right? What number are we on? There was the river turning to blood. Millions and millions of frogs.
Ugh, don't remind me. The stink alone. Gag.
Then there was the lice. And the clouds of flies.
That's 4. Then all the animals started dying. And then the Egyptians started to get those boils on their bodies.
Again, super gross.
And then the huge storm with lightning and hail and all the grasshoppers that destroyed everything?
And this last one, complete and utter darkness. That's 9. 9 times God showed the Pharaoh that he should listen. And 9 times Pharaoh didn't.
He probably figures that all these plagues are easily explained by science.
I mean, sure, but didn't Moses tell him what was going to happen before it happened? And didn't these things stop when Moses said that they were going to stop?
And how come all these things happened to Egyptians and not us Israelites? How does science explain that?
Sheesh, I said maybe he thought that, not that I did.
So, do you think Pharaoh will listen this time?
I hope so, but we'll have to wait and see, right after this.
And now back to the Kids Corner rendition of the story of the Passover.
Is he back yet?
Maybe the Pharaoh got tired of seeing him and made sure he'd never show up again.
That he did.
Moses, you're back! Was this it? Did Pharaoh say that the darkness was enough to let us go?
Not exactly.
I knew it! None of these plagues are going to work! I'm not sure why God thought all these plague shenanigans were necessary. Especially because every time you go into the palace, we get our hopes up, and then it falls through.
Well, this time God says we're actually leaving.
Are you sure that's what he said?
Quite sure.
And do you think he means it this time?
I do. This time, it's different.
How is it different?
Because God has instructions for all of us, not just me and Aaron.
Wait, God wants us to do something? Does he want us to pack?
Not yet, my sister. He has told me that we are to put into place a holiday.
Ooh, a holiday. Sounds like fun.
It's not to be fun, I'm afraid, but it's to be important. Each household must prepare a year-old goat or sheep for the dinner. It must be perfect, without spots or injuries. Once you have killed the lamb, save its blood for later.
Right. Okay, so how am I supposed to prepare these lambs? Should I boil it in a stew or maybe a little on the rare side?
No. We are to roast them whole with bitter herbs, served with unleavened bread. We shall feast on these all night, and if there is anything left by morning, it must be burned.
Aww, no leftovers?
You won't have any way to take them with you. The day after this feast, we will be leaving.
Did you hear that? We're finally leaving! I can't believe it! I have to go tell my family!
Yeah, unbelievable. See you later, Miriam.
Moses, there's something else, isn't there? Something terrible.
Is it that obvious?
I'm your big sister. I can see what other people can't. Now spill it. Is everything all right?
Not really. I need to gather the elders of our people. I have some important news.
But what is it? Aren't you going to tell us?
I will, right after this.
And now the conclusion of the Kids' Corner rendition of the Passover.
Miriam, there you are. What are you doing back here? The celebration is about to start.
Shh. I want to hear what Moses is going to say to the elders.
Oh.
My fellow Hebrews, I see that you are all preparing for the feast as God has instructed. Now listen carefully, because this part is a matter of life and death.
Life and death? What kind of meal is this?
The Lord God, the one who has told me to lead you all to freedom, the God who has brought terrible plagues upon the people of Egypt in order to display his greatness, and who has promised to bring you to a land of plenty, has told me that you are to take the blood from your lambs and you are to spread the blood of those creatures upon the posts and above the doors of your houses.
Gross! Why would anyone do that? When did you get here?
The worst time imaginable.
You may be wondering why God wants you to do this. He has told me that he is coming to Egypt to bring judgment on Pharaoh and his kingdom. In every household, from the prisoner in the dungeon to the Pharaoh's own family, to the livestock in the pens, every firstborn son shall die. But when God sees the blood of the lamb on a door, he will pass over the house and none inside will die. Go now and tell everyone.
That's why he wanted us to save the blood.
Yeah, I didn't know that it was that important. We better get busy.
Yeah, do you need any help?
Wait, I thought you didn't believe that God was going to set us free. Why do you care?
I just feel like I should care. I don't know why, but this time it feels real. I'm pretty sure Moses is right. And if he's wrong, then what's to lose?
Yeah, I was looking forward to a feast, but this doesn't feel like a fun one.
No, we're going to be free from slavery, but the price Egypt is going to pay is going to be a heavy one.
On the night God had chosen, the Israelites did as God told them. They spread the blood of the lambs on the sides and above the doorposts and stayed inside. The Bible doesn't say whether they were happy and loud in their celebration or if they were serious and quiet. But what the Bible does say is in Egypt there arose a sound of sorrow, pain, and anguish, the likes of which Egypt had never heard and never will hear again. For no house was spared except the ones that had the blood applied to their doorways. The next day, the Israelites were free to go, and the Egyptians begged them to leave, giving them all their riches, just so the God of Israel would spare them. And so, the former slaves left their chains behind, taking with them great wealth following their God, for now. Well, everyone, that's our show. Thanks for coming, and we hope to see you here in the summer for our annual drama show. Have a great weekend.
That's a wrap. Did that seem a little short to you guys?
Yeah, I guess it's like they say, time flies when you're having fun.
I mean, sure, I guess, but I don't think it was because we were having fun, Monica.
You didn't have fun, Ivy?
I did, but it seemed unfinished.
Unfinished?
Yeah, I didn't feel like the story really ended where we'd like them to. You know, everyone lived happily ever after.
I mean, the Israelites did get to go free in the end, so that was pretty happy.
Still, it feels too short to me.
Hey, girls. Great job out there. How do you think it went?
That's what we're just talking about, Mr. Jacobs. And though we thought it was okay, it could have had a better ending.
Okay. I was talking about using the community center space for a change, but I'm open to script critique as well. What about the ending didn't you like?
Well, it didn't seem like the Israelites being free from slavery was the happy ending to the story that should have been.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it was happy for the Israelites, but I don't know. This seemed almost sad.
I can see how it might have that feeling. And perhaps I wrote it that way because that's how I think God felt about it too.
God didn't want his people to be happy about being free?
Absolutely he did. But Passover wasn't just a time of making people free. It was a time of judgment. And when it's God's judgment, it's not a thing that we should ever treat lightly.
But I thought God was a kind and loving God. Why would he ever judge anyone?
It's because he's a kind and loving God that he judges those who do wrong. Like we talked about a while back, God is a God of justice. And like it says in verses like 2 Peter 3:9, he will make sure that all evildoers will get what they deserve. But he also is a patient God who doesn't want anyone to have to pay the full price of their sins. So whenever he judges the world, he offers a way to escape.
Like the blood on the doors?
Right. And it's not just in this story either. In the Great Flood in Genesis 6, God gave us the plans to build an ark. And because Noah trusted God and did what he said, he and his family survived. Even today, God has given us the blood of the Lamb, his own son. And like the story of the Passover, the message is the same.
We need to put Jesus' blood on our doors?
Not exactly, but close. The Israelites believed what God told them, and they obeyed his instructions. And because they did, they were saved from God's judgment. In the same way, when we believe what God has said about his son, and by doing what he has told us to do, the blood of Jesus is like the blood on the doorposts. God sees that we are trusting in him, and we are taking the way he has made for us to escape death and destruction.
Whoa.
Yeah, no offense, Mr. Jacobs, but today's been pretty deep and really hard to understand.
Yeah, I might have to talk to my parents and my pastor to understand it all.
Me too, Flora. God's story in the Bible can be pretty complicated. But the more you look and the more you learn, the more you realize how amazing God's plan really is.
All right, now I've got to look this story up and see what's going on. Where can I find the story of the Passover in the Bible?
The part we acted out takes place in Exodus 112. But you might want to start at the beginning of Exodus just so you have some context.
Right. You girls want to come with me?
Sure. Let me go put away my costume first, though.
Good show, Mr. Jacobs.
Thanks. Want to turn off the radio on your way out?
Oh, right.